Hi there, welcome to the official Iowa Comedy Festival podcast. My name is Joel Fry, I'm the executive producer of the Iowa Comedy Festival. This is our fifth podcast already. My goodness, we've only got about 3 months until the Iowa Comedy Festival kicks off October 13th at the 4th Street Theater. We're going to be having the Best of the Midwest showcase at 7 o'clock that night. Tickets are $10 and are available at iacomedyfest.com and at laughstub.com. All of our tickets provided by Laughstub, your home for comedy tickets of all kinds across the country. All right, we're going to get right into it today. My guest is going to be Josh Alton. Josh is an 12-year comedy veteran, started out right here in the city of Des Moines. He has moved on to huge things in Chicago, one of the hottest touring comics in the second city. He recently won second place in a Chicago stand-up comedy competition that was kind of online. So we here in Des Moines are all very proud of him. He's going to be at Iowa Comedy Festival Presents Josh Alton. That is Friday night, October 15th at the House of Bricks. Show starts at 9:30. Tickets are only $10. You're probably going to want to get them early because tickets are flying off the shelves. If there was like a shelf you could use for tickets online. So I'll tell you what, we'll get to that. We're going to be getting to some more information about Best of the Midwest, C4, the Court Center Comedy Competition. Want to give you guys an update on ticket availability and where you can find them and much, much more. But first, we'll get to the interview I had the other day with Josh Alton. My guest today is a native of Des Moines, Iowa. For the past decade, he has been tickling funny bones all over the Midwest. He is currently a resident of Chicago and finished second place in a recent online poll, funniest comedian in Chicago. Josh Alton, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joel. I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Very excited that you were able to stop in. Now, a lot of people know this. You are going to be performing in the appropriately named Iowa Comedy Festival Presents Josh Alton at the... It was convenient that we got you for that because we unfortunately named the show prior to booking you.
Oh, so, right. That's perfect, yeah. There's a couple other Josh Altons that do comedy, though, so I'm sure you could have gotten one of those guys. So.
Thank God. Yeah, but it wouldn't have worked as well since you're from Des Moines. So.
Right. But man, I'm pumped up about it, though. It's been long overdue.
Oh, absolutely.
Iowa Comedy Festival.
You bet, man. You're one of the, I dare to say, pioneers of the scene, you know, all those years ago, about, 10 years ago. I can't imagine there was that great of a comedy scene when you started out doing stand-up in Des Moines.
Well, first of all, pioneer, that makes me sound really old. yeah, there wasn't much of a scene when I started out in Des Moines there. I would do, when I first started out, really the only show there was would be the Funny Bone open mic, and that was just the first Monday of every month. It was a once-a-month deal. And so it was probably about a year into my comedy that we... into my comedy career that we finally put together the show at Billy Joe's, where it was like an every other week kind of thing, and we would all get a little bit longer set and stretch our legs out a little bit, you know.
So you went to high school where you went to East, is that right?
I did not go to East.
Oh, okay.
I grew up on the East Side, and when I was about 12 years old, my parents moved us out around the Pleasant Hill area. And I ended up going to Southeast Polk.
Okay, very cool. But I can't imagine when you were in high school that your guidance counselor ever sat you down and went, Josh, you're in Des Moines, Iowa. You should be a stand-up comic. So where did that motivation come from?
No, janitor came up a lot more than stand-up comic. Janitor was, pushed on me very hard by my counselor. No.
The world needs ditch diggers too.
I don't remember what they ever told me I would be good at. I don't think they ever did say anything.
Well, what got you into stand-up then?
Well, I guess it's kind of a long, weird story. I guess when I was in high school, I had a pretty good football career at Southeast Polk in high school, and I got recruited by some bigger schools, including like Iowa and Iowa State. And but my senior year didn't really pan out how I wanted. I got a little injured, and so I ended up going up to NIAC in Mason City to play football there. And after a couple of years at NIAC, we used to have comedians there all the time, like once a month or so. And one time the comedian didn't make it, and everybody wanted me to go up on stage. We were all there waiting for the show, and everybody wanted me to go up and do some comedy. And I totally pussied out. I had nothing to talk about. And, but it always stuck with me. that I, you know, I wanted to try it. And so when I got done with my second year of playing football at NIAC, I was kind of just looking for a hobby, and I just decided to come down to Des Moines and do the open mic.
Was Spaghetti Works doing an open mic at that point, or having any kind of comedy, or were they through at that point?
Yeah, they had comedy, but they didn't have an open mic.
Okay.
And I tried to get that guy to book me for a really long time, and I never did get booked, and I used to get really frustrated with him, and it just never panned out. But
who's laughing now, man?
You're right. Who's laughing now? I was the second funniest comedian in Chicago.
Which, you know, I mean, when you think about it, that's more of a, that's always thought of as a sketch and improv town. But when you go there, I went there for a week last year just to, you know, network and get some grounding there. There's a ton of comics, hundreds of them all over the city.
Yeah, there really is. There's tons of different rooms. I mean, you can literally get up every night of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you could probably get up at least two or three times a night if you wanted to. Now, I don't go to a ton of the open mics anymore, and this is the reason why. I actually just went to one on Thursday night. And had some new stuff I wanted to try out, and the system was you sign up on a slip of paper, you put it in the cup, and at a certain time they dump the cup out, and they just start picking out names, and that's how they make the list. My name on the list was number 39.
Oh, my God. Was that a... I shudder to think what room that is, because I almost immediately... I know there's one on Wednesday nights. They had so many comics, they had to break it into two groups of 40, and that was over at the Edge Comedy Club or whatever was the place where they did that.
So I couldn't, you know, I stuck around for about an hour. I watched a couple guys that I had met before the show. I wanted to check out what they were doing, but I couldn't stick around for my set, man. That's, you know, 3-4 hours of an open mic.
Yeah, I lucked out.
Get up.
I lucked out because there was a booked showcase or whatever on a Friday when I was there. And a friend of mine who's in the area, Michael Palasek, I don't know if you know him or not.
Yeah, I know Michael pretty well, and he just did the Tonight Show.
Exactly. I was just about to say that he put in a good word for me with Bubba Muskie or whatever, and they got me up there for about 15 minutes, and then I turn on the TV, and son of a bitch, there's Michael doing the Tonight Show, so I guess he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing great. He nailed it too, man. He had a great set.
No, he had a huge ovation at the end of it. I mean, think about it. It's tough to get one applause break. He had two or three in 5 minutes, so
right.
Worked out.
I think he got an applause break on like every joke.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Like.
But so you're doing stand up in Des Moines for a couple of years at least. And when did you decide that this was something that you needed to branch out into Chicago and was going to be worth pursuing as a career?
Well, like you said, man, it was probably about a year and a half in, maybe 2 years. And I just, I knew I wanted to do it, and I actually dropped out of college. I finished my junior year. I'm about three semesters away from a PR degree, and my mom reminds me of that all the time. She is not happy. But she totally supports the comedy, of course. They love it.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, how many times can you sell out Marshalltown before your mom finally accepts you?
But it was a long road, man, because I knew I needed to save up money. I was just out of college. I was broke. So I had to move back in with my parents for like a year and got a job doing construction, and which is total comedy right there because I am not a construction guy. but it was a good way to make some good money quick, so... I spent a year doing that, and just saved up as much money as I could, and I made the move out here. And once I got out here, I put together a nice tape and just started sending it around, and slowly but surely started filling up the calendar and getting work.
No, absolutely. I mean, every time you come back to Iowa, I mean, people who haven't been to a Josh Alton show, you have a great following here in Central Iowa. And just, you know, I mean, you're one of the local boys done good and someone that a lot of the comics around here, I'm saying this in all seriousness, and you're one of the reasons I wanted, and this is one of the reasons I wanted you as part of the festival, is that you're one of the guys that keeps a lot of us here going because we see your career and your career trajectory and we think, you know what, maybe it is possible to be a Central Iowa comic that ends up doing all right with themselves.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that, man. You know, it's it is a lot of hard work, but it's totally rewarding. And, you know, I have to, these days I set my alarm to make sure I wake up by 11 a.m. So that's, you know,
that's the goal.
What kind of lifestyle I have. And
well, how many, I mean, but, you're the definition of a road dog. How many shows do you think you do in a year at this point?
Man, I probably do at least 150, 200 shows a year.
That's, you know, and I mean, most of those are probably outside of Chicago, right? I mean, you're touring all over as far as the Midwest goes.
Yeah, I do. I tour quite a bit. I would say I probably am on the road about 45 weeks a year. I probably spend like another 5 weeks working in the Chicago area, and then I usually get a couple weeks off.
Man,
where I go do something fun.
And you're still happily you're still happily married. The wife comes with you every once in a while.
Still happily married. Yep. Everything's going well with that. She came out and visited me out in the Milwaukee area when I was at Giggles. We took the Miller Brewery tour.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Show, so I was nice and loose after my free samples.
I hear that when you tour a brewery, that is the freshest beer you've ever had in your life.
It was tasty. I enjoyed it.
And when are you going to be in Iowa next doing some stand-up? When's the next time that people here in central Iowa can see you?
Ooh, let me take a quick look at the calendar here.
I'm sure you don't have it.
I don't even know, man. I don't even know where I'm going to be this week. Are you kidding me?
Well, I do know that October 15th, 9:30 p.m., you are going to be rocking it there at House of Bricks. Tickets are only $10 to see you. Benton Herman is going to be featuring, and a special guest. By the way, it was the thrill of his life. I gave him a couple of options where he could be in the festival, and it didn't even take him a hesitation to say, I want to do the Josh Alton show. Mark Von Ahn is going to be a special guest for that show, so he is thrilled, and I think you guys are going to have a fantastic time, and I can't wait for the show itself.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, man. And I've worked with Mark before, and he's really funny. He's a great guy. I can't wait to do this show, man. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be off the chain, Iowa, so make sure you're there. And my next shows in Iowa that I have right now on my calendar is 2 weeks before the festival, and I know you'll be excited to hear that I'll be here, the Cedar Rapids Penguins.
Oh, fantastic, which is, by the way, the only Penguins that still exist now.
Yep, that's September 30th through October 2nd. It's actually Thursday through Saturday.
Have you been to the new location?
I have a couple of times. I actually like it. I do. I like it a lot.
It's incredibly intimate, isn't it? I mean, it feels almost like a New York room, or at least what I've heard New York rooms are like.
It is, and it's that real wide kind of room, but it's not real deep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I like it for them. I did like the old club, of course. It had that old school clubby feel to it.
Yeah.
But it was also so wide open that if they didn't pack it out, you know.
Yeah, now it's...
It was tough to get the laughs out of them, you know.
It's a little bit easier to pack that room now, but I think that's a good thing. I think it's great for comedy, and it works out really well for the environment of the whole dynamic of the stage.
And I was told by Jeff Johnson, the owner of Penguins, that the Quad Cities location that recently closed is going to reopen.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think it might be a new location or something like that. So.
Okay, yeah, I know they were having some issues with the Freight House, but I'm glad that they can get a second Penguins because it just doesn't seem right with only one.
No kidding. No kidding. One of my favorite rooms. So.
Absolutely. All right, Josh, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you in October, and best of luck with the career, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. And listeners, check out my website, joshaltoncomedy.com, and please come out on October 15th to the House of Bricks. It's going to be fun.
All right, and one last thing before you go. I want you to plug your documentary, American Smartass.
Oh, right, yeah. I have a documentary that just recently came out. It's called American Smartass. It is me and my comedian friends, Chair Dog and Rob Rivera, who are both also from the Des Moines area.
They're still in the area, as a matter of fact. I hang out with Rob every once in a while.
Yep, Rob's involved, and Jared Ogg does road comedy full-time, and he's from Colfax, Iowa, originally. And Jared Ogg books a lot of his shows by cold-calling a lot of small-town bars.
What's that like?
We end up going to a lot of really small towns that have never had comedy before. So they're not regular rooms that other comedians work. It's, you know, we bring in our own sound equipment, set it up, and do a show for people that don't know what to expect.
Yeah, and a lot of times they almost treat it like a band's going to be there, but comedy requires a little bit more attention, to say the least.
Right, right. You've done my show out in Marshalltown at TC Pub, so you know what it's like, man. You got the small sample of it. It's kind of anything goes kind of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what to expect. I mean, a lot of these places should have chicken wire in front of the stage, you know, like on the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
So we go around, we travel around, we get into all kinds of adventures. There's one part where we get lost on this road in the middle of the woods, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens. So it's pretty crazy, and there's a link to purchase that on my website, too, if anybody's interested in that.
Very cool. All right. Iowa Comedy Festival presents Josh Alton Friday night, October 15th at the House of Bricks, 9:30 p.m. Show will start. Tickets are only $10. You can get them at iacomedyfest.com or directly from laughstub.com's website. Josh, it's been an absolute pleasure. I will talk to you later, man.
Hey, thanks, Joel. I got to go get some KFC, man.
All right. Take her easy, buddy.
All right, later, bro.
And once again, just want to thank Josh for taking the time to speak with me today. Really great guy. I've done a few shows with him over in Marshalltown at TC's Pub, which is it's a wonderful little bar, like he was talking about one of the shows that we've done. And it's just, you know, the whole town comes out for these little shows at these towns where they don't have a comedy club, and really they don't have one within an hour of them. And it's kind of the biggest thing going on that night. And, I mean, they treat Josh like a rock star out there because he really brings down the house whenever he's in an environment like that. All right, so I said earlier we were going to talk about Best of the Midwest and C4, the Court Center Comedy Competition. Best of the Midwest submissions are due July 31st. There's only a few weeks left in them. We've gotten a ton of submissions. We're very happy with the turnout. People from all over the country. It's kind of turned into this Best of the Midwest and Beyond thing, but I didn't want to change it to just call it the BOMB because, we already have C4, and I was worried about getting too much of an explosives theme for some reason. I thought that might be a little bit of an overkill, so we're just going to keep calling it Best of the Midwest, even though people from all over America have really embraced this. We're going to have a lot of incredibly talented comedians, and just the credentials of some of these guys the resumes are very impressive. I think the people in Des Moines are going to be extremely happy with the turnout of talented comedians from all over America. C4, the Court Center Comedy Competition. I'll tell you what, guys. We are about 2 months out from C4, from it starting at all. The prelims beginning. The prelims start September 23rd. We only have like 7 spots available. It's been unbelievable the amount of response we've gotten from all over the country. New York, Atlanta, Louisville. As if Louisville was as big as New York or Atlanta. But, you know, it gives you an idea. San Diego, L.A., people from all over the country have really just been all over this. C4, the Court Center Comedy Competition, is going to be Thursday night, October 14th at People's Court. Tickets are only $10 to it. Seats are limited for that, so you're definitely going to want to get those tickets as early as possible. I just can't wait to see the finals, of course, this year. The winner-take-all $1,000 grand prize for C4, the Court Center Comedy Competition, and the top 3 finalists get to open for Jake Johansson at our grand finale showcase on Saturday, October 16th at 9:30 at People's Court. So that's also exciting as well. One last thing, just want to let everybody know, I want to give a huge shout out to laughstub.com. They've been unbelievable over there. They set us up with a new website. We're no longer at iacomedyfest.wordpress.com. We are now just at www.iacomedyfest.com. You can go there, pick up tickets. They provided all the tickets, all the information, and if you have any questions, please email us at info@iacomedyfest.com. That's info@iacomedyfest.com is our new email address. This is all stuff, you know, we look better integrated now. They've done a huge job. They're wonderful to work with. I just want to thank Laughstub. They're helping us power the Iowa Comedy Festival. All right, that is our podcast for this week. Tune in next time we have a podcast. We're going to have some fun guests, some fun information, just an all-around good time. My name is Joel Fry. I'm the executive producer of the Iowa Comedy Festival, and you guys have a great rest of your week.